This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Joining us on the Roman guest line is CBS Sports and Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lacanfora. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Balding's Breakdowns with new episodes out each and every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. Jason, good morning. I wish I had a smooth transition from child smoking to the future of Tom Brady. I don't. But what do you think he's going to do?
I think he's going to retire. And I don't think it has anything to do with how that game, the ebbs and flows and the crazy comebacks and coming up just short but rallying from 24. I think it's something that he's been seriously considering for quite some time now. It's not something he's talked openly with a lot of people. But, you know, I reported over the weekend, Friday night into Saturday morning, that the more people I talked to in Tampa this past week, the more convinced, and people close to Brady, the more convinced I became that this was the last dance without him ever, you know, proclaiming it or pronouncing it, the last dance. And just his mannerisms, the way he was carrying himself, the number of ticket requests, some of the things he would do after practice, was leading a lot of his teammates who were very close to him, to believe this was it. Now, no one was going to ask him about it. And again, he wasn't being outwardly vocal about it. But then I talked to some other people in his inner circle, and no one pushed back on what I was hearing. No one said, hey, dude, of course he's going to do another contract with the Bucs. Nobody was saying, bro, haven't you listened to him? He's eating avocado ice cream and playing until he's 50. It was more like, yeah, you could be onto something here, and I would approach watching Tom Brady play football, whenever you do, as it possibly being the last time you'll ever get to do so, because it's quite possibly the last time he's ever going to play.
The questions with Tom Brady, I feel like they didn't come out of nowhere, but they certainly have come on strong in, what, the last 24 hours. But the person who I think we've had questions about all season long, Aaron Rodgers, a guy that was tweeting pictures on his Instagram, or not tweeting, posting pictures on his Instagram story about it being the last dance with him and Devontae Adams. But he also was very wishy-washy entering the season and trying to hold out. So what do we expect from Aaron Rodgers? Do we think he actually leaves Green Bay?
I think he does. Look, he constructed this whole thing. This was his master plan. He you know, had his passive-aggressive, psych mind ops, and he had a six-month campaign to get out of there last year, and he played the retirement card, and it led him to get the contract altered to the point where the 2022 cap number is obnoxious. Excuse me. I think I was smoking. Maybe smoking too much. The team's cap number is ridiculous. They're way over the cap. They're in a roster crunch with a lot of key players. It's now year three for Jordan Love, and Rodgers got a year voided off the contract. And it's if he's willing to alter it for a trade, which he is, it's a very tradable deal. So I don't think he set all this up to just say, forget about all that. Like, I really think that this team is close to winning a Super Bowl, even if David Bakhtiari's not right anymore, and even if we're cutting three guys on defense for cap purposes, and even if we can't afford to keep Devontae Adams. I don't think that's what he has in mind, and I think it's going to be very difficult for the Packers to put something in front of him that doesn't look like a rebuild. So as much as he may be pining in his heart for Green Bay now, careful what you ask for. You just might get it. He got everything he wanted a year ago, which is making it increasingly difficult for the Packers to keep the kind of team together this year that he would want to try to compete with.
We're chatting with CBS NFL Today and Odyssey insider Jason Lockenfora. He's also co-host of the Afternoon Drive show Inside Access on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Jason, we keep hearing the scuttlebutt that Sean Payton might take a year off in New Orleans. The owner says he doesn't know, but will know soon. Is this a real possibility?
It is. And I think it would be more than a year. You know, I think if Sean did take a step back, and he's being pursued by multiple very, you know, NFL broadcast partners, he's being pursued for very high-end jobs, you know, not to be the color commentary on the, you know, the fifth most watched, broadcasting team. These would be prominent jobs. He's been there for 16 years. They're in a serious cap crunch. They've pushed this thing to the limit, even in the post-Drew Brees era. They don't, you know, the ride looks like it's a rebuild. They'd be in very good hands if they promoted Dennis Allen from within to be the head coach if Sean did step aside. I think his kids are now all out of high school. He has a daughter in L.A. A lot of these networks are based in L.A. It's been a grinder for him. Think of what he's been through. Think of what the people of Louisiana have been through the last 16 years with the various storms, with, you know, the team maybe reload. People forget. I mean, when he got there, they were talking about the team moving to San Antonio. You've had the passing of Tom Benson. You've had a bitter blood feud among his heirs for who's going to take the team over. You know, you had him kicked out of the year for out of the league for a year with Bounty Gate. Like, there's been a lot. So if he wanted to take a couple years off from coaching and do the broadcast thing and enjoy his life a little more, you know, he's earned that opportunity, and the Saints clearly are giving him the time and space to work through this. Would he come back 2, 3, 4 years down the road, either with New Orleans or maybe more likely somewhere else, and the Saints trade his rights to his contract to somebody else if he wants to reboot his coaching career? I mean, we'll have to see about all this, but I would say it's the idea that he's pondering this is very real and sincere.
We're talking with Jason Lockenfora. He is co-host of the Afternoon Drive show Inside Access on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan in Baltimore. So obviously, we've got to ask about Antonio Brown. I saw that Lamar Jackson was trending on Twitter, and I thought to myself, what's going on? Well, apparently AB wants to play with Lamar Jackson. Like, is there any percentage in a million that this happens?
Very small. I mean, they've had opportunities to bring him in whenever they would have wanted to at, you know, various points when he was cut by the Raiders, and then the thing blew up with Buffalo, and then he gets cut, you know, goes to New England and gets cut there, and then before he went to Tampa, and then after the thing blew up with Tampa. Even though he's got, you know, family on the team, he's related to Hollywood Brown, but you know, I don't know the Hollywood Browns here for long. I mean, they got to decide about picking up a fifth-year option for him for $13-14 million. I'm not sure that's in the cards. I just think that, you know, this owner, back when he used to speak, made it pretty clear post-Ray Rice that there were certain people who he would not entertain bringing in this building if they had any background of allegations of domestic violence or you know, the many allegations that are out there against Antonio Brown, one would think would be a non-starter for this organization, at least as they've set themselves up. So I would be really surprised by it, to be honest with you. It doesn't make a lot of sense for them I at this stage of his career, and given how much draft capital they've poured into the wide receiver position. And again, they've passed on him numerous times, and he's older now, and he's as much trouble as ever.
We're talking with Jason Lockenfora, CBS NFL Today insider, also co-host of the Afternoon Drive show Inside Access on Sports Radio 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore. Jason, when you look at Matt Rhule and what he's done in Carolina, he's getting an extra chance here, it looks like. But is there a possibility that he might leave and go somewhere else, like Michigan, a Nick Saban situation where he goes to the NFL, doesn't really like what he sees, and decides he's going to head back to the college game?
Well, he's not long for here. And if the right programs were interested in him in November, you know, if LSU had as much interest in him as he had in LSU, I think he'd be gone already. But he's not long for here. And if Harbaugh were to get an NFL job, whether it be Vegas or Miami, then yes, I think you would have Cliff Kingsbury and Matt Rhule all over their agents to get them to Ann Arbor and get them as many years and as much money as they could. And, you know, we'll let these general managers and these owners figure out this NFL stuff. Now, you know, is Harbaugh just playing everybody at this point to get everything he wants from Michigan? Could very well be the case that that's the final outcome. But I think you'll be here. Look, Matt Rhule was not able to get the kind of offensive coordinator candidates that he wanted to get, in large part because the coaching community is looking at him as a lame duck saying, why am I going to hitch my wagon there? They haven't built an offense. They don't have a quarterback, and the owner's this close to firing everybody. So that furthers and sort of even further fosters the climate that everybody's hanging on by a strand there. And I would be really surprised if Matt Rhule is back in Carolina in 2023. A whole lot of things would have to go right in 2022.
He is CBS NFL and Odyssey insider Jason Lockenfor, also co-hosting the Afternoon Drive show Inside Access on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. He joins us each and every Tuesday throughout the season. Jason, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Always my pleasure, guys. Have a great week. Thank you.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.